And getting to know one another. We're going to keep our fellowship with the Lord and with each other. So what we're going to do to keep our theme would be prayer for the month. Hope you're having great prayers together with the partners. Make sure you sign up new partners this coming week. But what we're going to do now is we're going to pray with the person next to you. Okay, we're going to take a couple of minutes and just pray together. Amen. Amen. It's so good to pray in the morning. If you didn't get a chance to pray today, that was a great time to pray. And definitely continue to pray. We want God to answer our prayers. We believe in the Lord. We talk to Him openly, very vulnerable. Sometimes it's hard to pray. Sometimes we are tired. Sometimes we are stressed, like this morning. I was about to get ready at 9:45 to bring the PowerPoint. And my... never seen before. The whole flash drive got split into three. And there goes my message, right? So I was sitting over there in the next 10 minutes trying to redo the whole lesson, PowerPoint with another backup flash drive. Amen. Finally, we get it. James is all good. Okay. So you don't know what's going to happen. You got to be ready for life. Amen to that. Today I want to talk about counting the cost. Counting the cost. But before that, we have exciting news about a dating couple in the church. We're going to have Simon and Mary go ahead and stand up. We are excited for them. Woo-hoo. All right. Awesome. They're going to be coming and sharing at the end of the my message about the ICMC and the campus conference down in Texas. Everything costs something. Everything. Now, some things are free. Like the chairs we're sitting right now, it's all free. Hallelujah, right? But there was a cost to that, to get for the chairs to be free. This belongs to the previous third owner in the other building. The other building. Somehow, we got the chairs before he tried to sue us. So timing is everything. It's funny, isn't it? Life is funny. But we were sitting, thanks to him, we won't say any names, but there was a cost to that. The cost is to build good friendship along the way before Satan throws his flaming arrow. Are you with me? In the slide, thank you, James. We got to estimate the cost. If you bought a home, if you're planning to, there's a cost, right? It could be a credit score. It could be a relationship with the banker. It could be which bank you are in. It could be quite a few things in life to come to the spot. For Pam and I, when we bought the house over there in GR, it took a lot of effort, planning, talking to the landlord, convincing him, building that relationship. There's so much in there to finally sign on the dotted line and be able to buy a home. And, you know, that goes with food or cars or home. I had five others, but I didn't have time to load them all up. Amen. So we just got the food in the house. Amen. But there's a cost to everything. And today, there's a cost to discipleship. There's a cost to follow Christ. It's easy to just pray. It's easy to go to church. Seriously, it is really easy to go and listen to somebody for 45 minutes or sing a song. But Christ talked about daily in Luke chapter 9:23. If you want to come after me, you must deny yourself daily. It's a daily walk. That's challenging, isn't it? It's really challenging. Challenging to forgive. Challenge to just give to one another. You know, while I was doing the PowerPoint over there, in 10 minutes, I had fathers come and talk to me. What are you doing in this classroom? Are you the teacher? We had the kids. Bryce, are you the new teacher? And I was trying to do it and copy and paste and all that. And I said, kind of. And then Ricardo answered, hey, you know, he's the big teacher. He's like, okay, fine. But there was a cost to reply, to answer, to be giving and not be negative and critical with that flash drive. But to be calm and be cool and be collective and rely on the Spirit. Amen to that. And so there's a cost of discipleship. Turn our Bibles to Luke 14. And we're just going to look at two parables. We call it the twin parables. We call it the wisdom parables. And I really believe that if you and I are prepared better ahead of time, our walk with God, when the actual walk happens, we'll face the battle. We'll embrace the battle. Amen to that. In Luke 14, in verse 28, suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Will he not first sit down and estimate the cost to see if he has enough money to complete it? He's saying, you know what? You got to sit down. You got to evaluate what you're trying to do. You just cannot go ahead and start something without first looking at what it takes. Estimate your walk.